Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're trying to help out some people out there that obviously have been affected by all of this. And so Feed New England is the theme of the day here to benefit the Greater Boston Food Bank and other local area food banks across New England. Chris Ferran joins us right now. He's the regional coordinator of emergency disaster services for the Salvation Army, and they're the ones that are out there developing all of the programs so that they can feed the people and take care of them. And Chris, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate what you guys are doing out there.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
So tell us exactly how you're working directly with the Greater Boston Food Bank and how this whole operation plays out.
Absolutely. And first off, I do just want to give a thanks to the Greater Boston Food Bank. They've always been a great supporter and partner of the Salvation Army with our daily feeding programs. And now in this disaster environment, the need for them, the resources from them, the partnership with them has obviously become even more critical. And probably the best example I can give of some of the things we do, we have our existing Salvation Army food pantries. They're still open, so they're still doing what they're doing. But when you think about something, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about Chelsea, obviously, in the last couple of weeks, considered a hotspot. And yep. I work in the emergency disaster services side. So basically, we activate when there's a disaster. And I remember when Chelsea, the request came in, it really ramped up. MEMA, Massachusetts Emergency Management, had reached out to the Salvation Army EDS and said, hey, you know, we've got this gap need. Can you help? And one of the things we're doing is we're building out food boxes. Obviously, you have to be able to get food to people that are quarantined, isolated, they can't get the food. And so with the help of the National Guard and the food bank, we were able to get in initially 1,300 food boxes with about 35 meals apiece. And we continue to support Chelsea. So to me, that's just one example of how their resources and our partnership allows us to keep serving people in this crisis.
So, Chris, I'm curious, obviously with COVID and what's going on recently, what's the percentage of your clients that are new, that have never used a pantry before?
So, it obviously varies across the area, but I mean, I'd say at minimum, we have a 200% increase from what we're seeing. And it's one of those things where, I keep saying, like, it breaks everyone's heart to see the need. And we call it the cascading effect. You know, when COVID first started, it was, how do we get food to people that can't access food? They can't leave their homes, they're under quarantine, and then all of a sudden, you start to see people that have never asked, like you said, for help before. There's people that I think, honestly, they knew there was a Salvation Army in their community, but they probably couldn't even necessarily say where it is. And then with unemployment, with all those factors, with food insecurity, it's just hard to get food some days in your local grocery store. We've had people that have literally said, I was the primary breadwinner. Pre-COVID, I was able to take care of my family, and now I've lost my job. I don't have any money saved. Without this food box, I don't know how I would take care of my family right now.
Chris, you mentioned food insecurities. I think there's a lot of people who are prideful, and they don't want to ask for help. Like it's hard to admit that you're in this position. So what if I'm in that position, what do I do if I need a food box? How do I get in touch with you? How do I, figure this whole thing out?
It's a great question, and it's completely understandable. And I think in this case, and I've been working at the state level with MEMA, just even trying to get this messaging across, that exact same point you said, that there are some people that, don't want to say, I really have a need. And my whole focus point, this a pandemic, a disaster of this scope, levels the playing field. It's all of a sudden not about, can I take care of myself? Can I take care of my family? It's definitely not your fault. This is affecting everyone. I mean, that's what's so different about this, that, you know, when I deploy to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, or, you know, to, you know, down to Florida after Michael, it's a specific population. And so you can always bring resources in from outside. In this case, every single person's impacted in some way or another. Food is getting harder and harder to find in some areas. And so I would say this is the time we're all here to help each other. Like, there are people that are looking, how do we get through this together? How do we give you what you need? And I would say in your local town, you know, reach out to your town hall, go on your website. You can go to the Greater Boston Food Bank website, and there'll be a map of different locations you can go to. And the key right now is, how do you get what you need to get through this, to get your feet back under you so we can start to rebuild in the future?
Chris, I have one more question. I got about 30 or 40 seconds, but we're already hearing there's shortage of food out there. We're hearing a beef shortage and maybe a chicken shortage or whatever. So what does that do to you and the other agencies out there in trying to keep up with the increase in demand for the food, and yet there may be shortages on the food line?
Absolutely. And I feel like it's one of these where we're building the car while we're driving it at 100 miles an hour. So, you know, we're looking at all these different solutions. And long term, you have USDA, you know, you have some of these farmers markets, co-packing. Like, we're looking at big picture solutions. But in the short term, a lot of the times it's, let's maximize what we can get. Let's give some people some basic food to get them through, and look for short term solutions while we build out long term solutions. And there's a lot of people working on that, including the Salvation Army and the food banks and Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency.
Chris Foran, the coordinator of Emergency Disaster Services for the Salvation Army, we thank you for coming on today, and we thank you for what you guys are doing. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thanks for the time. Take care.
You got it. By the way, you can help. You can donate. You can text a $10 gift. Simple as that. GBFB, GBFB, to 20222. Online, weei.com/feed, or you can call 1-866-FOOD-NOW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.